Following education policy in Indiana is like predicting the weather here. It's fickle and can change in a matter of hours. This was never more true than last week, when educators got caught in a downpour of politics, press, and public outcry over the length of this year's I-STEP.
I want you to tell me why she's going to skip music and art and PE and reading and all the stuff she absolutely loves so that she can sit in a one-to-one.
If you trace it back, all this really started when Indiana pulled out of the Common Core. The state had to write new standards and write a test that matched those standards. Because the process was so rushed, there was no time to pilot the new questions. So the solution? Include pilot questions within the new test. Students would be subjected to a lot more questions than would actually count towards their scores. So many new questions that the length of the test actually doubled. But that wasn't common knowledge until the end of January. That's when the Department of Education mailed timetables to school districts across the state.
We expected more rigor. We expected item complexity to increase. But we really hadn't been told that the duration of the assessment was going to be vastly expanded.
Scott Smith is in charge of assessments for the Brownsburg Community School Corporation. It's understandable that he and other educators were startled when they opened their letters from the DOE. The estimated time it would take third graders to complete the test jumped to 12 hours, up from 5 hours last year. Once word about the test's length was out, parents and educators took to social media to voice their frustrations. Then, on February 4th, they gathered en masse to testify at the State Board of Education meeting.
It's obvious to those who practice on a daily basis that the current effort and time spent on this assessment does nothing to support or enhance the education of our students.
It was at this moment Governor Pence got involved. He called a press conference and announced students would not be sitting for a 12-hour test.
Just moments ago, I signed an executive order using my authority as governor to shorten the test and lessen the burden on our kids, on our families, and our teachers.
Two national testing experts reviewed the I-STEP and made recommendations, which the DOE adopted for making the test shorter. But the testing window opens next week, and the legislature still has work to do to allow the DOE to make the changes so schools can properly administer the test. As politicians and Department of Education officials race against the clock to get ready, students and parents are waiting in limbo.
DOE's getting bigger and bigger. This girl's staying the same, but he's still rather large.
Why is he getting so big?
Jenny Robinson sends her three kids to public school in Bloomington. She worries all of this media attention and drama surrounding the I-STEP is adding to the pressure her kids already face when they sit down to take a standardized test.
I think they are aware. I think they're aware that their schools are going to be judged according to how they do. And I think, my daughter can read, does read the paper, and she can see that schools are being graded according to how children perform on I-STEP.
Even with the changes the DOE adopted, the test will still clock in around 8 hours. That has nothing to do with pulling out of Common Core or piloting questions. That's the standard for everyone. The testing expert Pence hired said getting the test length down into the single digits puts Indiana on par with every other state testing Common Core or other more rigorous standards. The immediate concern now is how schools will get everything updated before the window opens next Wednesday. Back in Brownsburg, Smith is staring at pallets of paper tests. Districts received the paper versions last week, but now they're virtually worthless. Students won't take every question in order to reduce the testing time. So Smith and other district leaders are just waiting.
These tests are by no means fun in their best presentation.
The DOE says districts will receive further instruction this week about how to move forward. Smith already knows the turnaround is going to be too tight, and at his district, students won't be taking the test until March. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Claire McInerney.